Hey, it's getting to be that time of the year where you better be watching the sky. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So what you're looking at behind us is our old Frady Hole, as some people call it, our old tornado shelter. And this is where we used to go when we would have tornado warnings and bad weather. I spent a lot of nights in that storm shelter when we would have warnings and things. There used to be two old church pews that lined the walls. Sometimes my mama would bring cookies and some of our cousins would show up and we would hide out down there underground where it was safe from the weather. And I would usually, when I was little, I would kind of hog the pew and I would lay down on my mama's lap and go to sleep and sleep the night away while everybody else was hunkering down and watching for the weather like that. But when my mama's health declined several years back, my papa built a new storm cellar up right by their house that was level with the ground so he could roll her in on a wheelchair. And so that's where we all go now. This thing's kind of gotten a little creepy, and I'm sure there's some stuff that's living down in there now. So anyway, that's the old storm cellar. It kind of got me thinking as I was down here today about another storm in Mark chapter 4. You know, my family's been through some actual tornadoes in the towns that we've lived and actually been through them. And it kind of made me relate a little bit, I guess, to that storm that Jesus rode out with his disciples in Mark chapter 4 when they were in the boat. And the Bible says they were the disciples were afraid. They thought they were about to die. The boat was filling up. And Jesus simply stood up and said the word siopa, which means hush or be quiet. Calm down, back off, leave my boys alone. And instantly the storm stopped. He spoke peace to that storm and it stopped. So he had the authority and the ability to calm down the storm, to make it stop. You know, he still has that authority today. He can calm our storms. He is the master of the wind and the storms in our life. But did you know that that's not the only kind of peace that Jesus can speak? There's another word for peace that's used in the Bible. Not siopa, a forceful calming of circumstances, but eirene, which is a speaking of peace internally. That's the word for peace that means prosperity or a fullness within us. You see, Jesus can speak peace, and I believe He will speak peace to our storms. And sometimes that doesn't mean a calming of the circumstances. Sometimes that means a calming of us on the inside. So, can I just encourage you that in the midst of your storm, in the midst of the raging winds around you, to look up, because that's where your peace comes from. Hey, thank you so much today for joining me. Can you do me a favor and hit that share button at the bottom of this video? That helps us get the word out, not just about Tailgate Talks, but more importantly about LifeWord, and most importantly about the Jesus that LifeWord exists to make famous around the world. So help us out by clicking share. We would sure appreciate that. Hey, until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop a tailgate and have a chat. Until then, I hope you have a great week, and we will see you next time on a Tailgate Talk. Love you.